And joining us right now from Roll Call, it's Niels Lesniewski. He has a rundown on what happened in the Senate yesterday with regard to those four amendments on gun control that were put forth by Republicans and Democrats. Thanks for joining us today, Niels.
Thank you.
So Elizabeth Warren tweeted out last night, and I'm going to read her tweet because that's what we do in the media now, Niels. We read people's tweets. Elizabeth Warren said, Chris Murphy, Senator of Connecticut, said it right. The Republicans in the Senate have decided to sell weapons to ISIS. Now, is that a fair assessment of what the Republicans did yesterday in the Senate?
No, that is probably not quite literally what the Republicans did last night in the Senate. The votes that went down involved the Republicans rejecting the Democrats' proposal that would block people who are on a number of terror watch lists, like the no-fly list that we run into at airports, from buying guns.
Right.
And so there's, you know, in theory, I suppose, there could be a situation under which, because the Democratic proposal was not adopted, that there may be some terrorist out there somewhere who is on the no-fly list who now will still be able to buy a gun. But that's
my understanding is a far exaggeration.
Yes.
Right. My understanding is that they were the legislation specifically dealt with the terror watch list, rather than the terror no-fly list, which is a separate list. And the watch list is actually a million names. And the watch list is, or the no-fly list is more like 40 to 50,000 names. And they both need reforming. Is there any, are you hearing anything on the Hill in terms of maybe new legislation here in the next couple of weeks to actually have a hearing and reform the list and hear from innocent Americans who were put on the list and who have had to have an act of Congress to get their names taken off?
Right. Now that all the political histrionics are done, will they actually try to get something done here to make the American people safer, Niels?
Well, we're going to see this afternoon whether or not Susan Collins, who's a Republican from Maine, can actually get some sort of consensus behind a proposal that she's planning to roll out today, which is kind of a middle ground between what the Democrats and Republicans were pushing. The short version of that is that what Collins wants is, okay, if you are on one of these lists, you would not be able to walk in and buy, at least on the narrower list, you would not be able to walk in and buy a gun. However, if you then went to court to say, I don't belong on this list, and you won in court, then the government would have to pay your attorney's fees.
Well, that won't take any time, I'm sure.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, so that's the problem on that end, is that you could end up having situations where people are in litigation for a rather significant length of time. But that's the balancing act, is trying to figure out how exactly to make it so that there's some list that's being used that's actually relevant, without the proposal the Republicans had yesterday only gave the Justice Department about 72 hours to go to court, and if they didn't want someone to buy a gun, it worked the other way, but that seems equally unlikely to actually happen.
Meanwhile, you're keeping an eye on some very interesting developments in the Florida Senate, right? You know, Marco Rubio said that he would not be running for Senate. When he ran for president, he absolutely said, this is it, I'm done. When his Senate campaign was over, he continues to say that he wasn't going to run. Well, what are you hearing now out of the Sunshine State?
Well, I talked to Rubio at about 8 o'clock last night, and he said that he was not going to be making an announcement basically where he was standing in the basement of the Capitol, and that he had nothing to say last night, but we would hear more from him soon. And so the filing deadline is Friday. I'm not sure if Rubio's actually going to jump in or not, but he sure is reconsidering his situation, and he's getting a lot of pressure from Republican colleagues who, of both the consultant and lawmaker variety, because they think that there's really no shot of holding on to his Senate seat in Florida if he's not the Republican who's running for it.
Yeah, I guess that's my follow-up question is, you know, are Republican colleagues, as you just mentioned, also concerned about the risk that he poses if he loses?
Well, that's
to his own career.
That's the question, is that the people, there's been some reporting that people who have known Rubio for a very long time, who are like old-time Rubio trusted advisors, are much more mixed on this question than people whose primary concern is trying to hold on to the Republican majority in the Senate.
Huh.
So if your goal is to have, say, Mitch McConnell continue to be the majority leader and not Chuck Schumer, then you want to win every Senate seat possible this year, and that means you may not be as concerned with Marco Rubio's personal future.
Career, yeah. Well, you betcha. And also considering we keep hearing this drumbeat of concern over some of the down-ticket races with Donald Trump as the nominee. But is this a done deal? I mean, if Rubio decides that he does want to run in this primary, you know, I know that Representative David Jolly just withdrew, but it's still a pretty crowded field, including Carlos Lopez-Cantera, the lieutenant governor of Florida, and Representative Ron DeSantis. Is the conventional wisdom that Rubio will win the nomination if he does choose to run in the primary?
Yeah, that's the conventional wisdom at this point. It wouldn't be an entirely clear field. But that's another point, really, that they would have to spend money. He would have to spend money in a primary to make sure that he got the nomination. So that's another, you know, complicating factor. And it appears from the FEC filings, I know everyone's paying most attention to the Donald Trump FEC filing, but Rubio's presidential campaign ended up with a bunch of bills that were due. So there's that whole complication as well as to whether or not you then, how exactly he raises enough money quickly enough to deal with that and also deal with this Senate race.
Well, we'll watch that. And also, we know you guys at Roll Call are getting very excited about this Thursday night's big congressional baseball game. I've gone to the last couple of ones. Cedric Richmond, a Democrat out of Louisiana, is absolutely a ringer. I think the guy used to play professional ball the way he pitches. the Republicans' only chance to beat the Democrats this year to sort of, you know, put some sort of food poisoning into Cedric Richmond's lunch that day?
Unless there's been some new freshman who has emerged who we don't know yet that the Republicans, maybe the Republicans have a ringer we haven't seen yet, but as far as we can tell, no, the Democrats behind the arm and elbow of Mr. Richmond, who played college baseball.
That's what they say, but he used to pitch for the Mariners or something, man. It's too good to be true when you watch him pitch.
Well, you know, the thing was is that, you know, the Republicans, I don't think the Republicans could ever get Jim Bunning to pitch for them.
Oh, I doubt it. I don't know if it would be that. I think he's lost a little bit off the high hard one there. Good to have you, Niels Lesniewski from Roll Call. Big fan of those guys over at Roll Call.
They do a good job.
Roll Call. Yeah, that's. Mm-hmm.